We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tovim Ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov Ben Menachem Zaliyo and Avos Perakei Mishnah Chav. Now we will see the end of this Mishnah. That is the Hiratzon. The Hiratzon that looks a little bit familiar. It's somewhat like the Hiratzon we say at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. And many claim the reason that there's the Hiratzon here is because this concludes Maseches Avos. We'll see that there's the Mishnah Chav Aleph, Chav Beis, and Chav Gimel. There's also a sixth Perak, which we assume is a Brisa. But nonetheless, some claim that this in fact is the last Mishnah of Maseches Avos, and others would claim that the Hiratzon is here for a different reason, which we'll explain in a little bit. Yudah Ben Tema says the following: Have a Az Kanamer, person should be as brazen as a leopard, of a Kal Kanesher, and as light as an eagle, Viratz Katzvi, and run like a deer, Vigibor Kari, and as strong like a lion, Lasos Ritzon Avicha Shabashamayim, in order to do the will of our Father in heaven. Az Kanamer, what does it mean to be as brazen as a leopard? So some explain that it means we should not be embarrassed to ask from our Rebbe someone we don't understand. We haven't in the past. Lo habayshan lamed, a person who is embarrassed is not going to be able to learn. So we should be az kanamer, be as brazen as a leopard, in the sense that we shouldn't have shame, shouldn't be embarrassed when it comes to asking questions. And that's what it means to do the ratzon of Hashem Shabbat Shemayim when we study Torah. Others claim, no, it's as kanamer to be brazen, not be embarrassed when it comes to people who make fun of us when we perform mitzvahs. You have this in the Ramah, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch speaks about that. Shvisi Hashem l'nedik tamid, and we have to think about Hashem at all times. And when people poke fun at us, maligim aleim, that's the language that's used. When we perform mitzvahs, we have to be strong and say, no, this is our strong conviction. We're motivated to perform our mitzvahs, and we're excited to do so. We do it with enthusiasm, and we should not be embarrassed the fact that people are poking fun at us. V'kal kanesher. What does it mean to be as light as an eagle? The Bartanura says, it means to do chazara without getting exhausted. Sometimes when it comes to reviewing our learning, we're excited to learn something new, but to review our learning so that we get we're very tired and we're not interested in doing, so we get a little bit bored. No, kal kanesha, be as light as an eagle. According to some, kal kanesha means to be very quick as an eagle, to fly away from an avera, to distance up from an avera. We have to be very light on our feet. Viratz katzvi, and that means to be, when it comes to a mitzvah, kala or vachamura, meaning when it comes to mitzvah chamura, we're willing to run to a mitzvah chamura, it's because it's very strict, it's very severe, very important to us. But a mitzvah kala, sometimes we walk sluggishly. So the Mishnah here says, viratz katzvi, we should run like a deer in order to do even mitzvos kalos. And gibor kari, we already had, ezu gibor hakovesh esitzro, that's what it means here as well, to conquer our yetzahara. Hu ayo meir ben Yudim and Teba would say the following: Az panim ligehinom. Even though we told you to be az kanamer, that's l'shem shamayim when it's necessary for learning purposes, not to be embarrassed when people are making fun of us. But in general, this is not a good midah. Azus panim ends up bringing people to despise those who rebuke him, to be repulsed by the proper derech, and therefore this is a midah that brings people to Gehenim. So az panim is legehenim. So on the one hand, heavy az kanamer to do ritzon avicha shabbat shamayim. On the other hand, az panim legehinom. If az panim is our mentality and our personality always, so that brings a person to Gehenim. This is a person who's not willing to take rebuke from others. He's always brazen. He has no shame. And in fact, we say that shame is a very important midah, as we say in the Mishnah now. Uboshes panim leGan Eden. Those who have shame, or a shame face literally, they go to Gan Eden. The Gemara in Maseches Nedarim on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph says, Kol adam sheish lo boshes panim lo ben. A person who has boshes panim, who's not brazen, a person who realizes that he has a certain degree of shame, he will avoid sin. Based on the pasuk in Shmos Parachaf, pasukhaf uva avur tiye yiraso al pneichem livilti techeto. You should have Hashem's yira on your face, which is to have a sense of shame, according to men in the farshim, so that we do not sin. The yira on our face, right, lest we sin. And then the Mishnah concludes, Yasom Lufanecha Hashem Elokeinu, may it be your will, Shetivneh Irach Bimrav Yameinu. This is speaking about the city of Yushalayim. It should be rebuilt quickly in our days. V'sein Chelkeinu B'sorasecha. Maybe the more important phrase related to Perkei Avos is, and give us a portion in your Torah. The Rambam says the following. He says, after the Tana tells us the Maila, the important of the trait of having busha, so what does it say? So now the Mishnah says, Hashem Elokeinu, Kishem Shechanan Tanu Zos HaMa'ala, just like you hopefully graciously have given us this superior trait, so too, you should graciously rebuild your city quickly in our day. And maybe as a reward, you know, if we have the proper busha, we have and we don't sin, so then that will lead us to perform the mitzvahs that we need in order to bring the Mashiach speedily in our days. Rabbi Yektosis, Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes those who say, I understand why there's a hiratzon at the end of this Mishnah, because when it comes to learning, a person has to be an azpanim, has to be brazen to some extent, because lo habayshon lamed. That's all true nowadays. But Lasid Lavo, we say that the whole world will be Timalei Haaretz Dea. Everyone's going to have a higher level of knowledge and will be able to absorb the Torah without the same type of effort, and will be a lot more knowledgeable. And therefore, we don't need this Mida to have someone to be brazen in order to learn. V'lo nitztarech azu safilu b'Torah. Even b'Torah, we won't need this az panim. And therefore, when the Mishnah says az panim legehinom, but at the same time, when it comes to Torah, we need azus panim. So we're looking for a time when I won't need the azus panim, because I'd like to have the midah as the Mishnah says, boshes panim, because that brings a person to Gan Eden. So although it's true our Torah nowadays needs azus panim, therefore we ask Hashem, we daven yiratzon, that based on Mikdash or Yerushalayim will be built, the Avoda will return, we won't need Azus at all, because the whole world will be Malei Dea Es Hashem. The Baal Teferis Yisrael says, this is the only time we have a tefillah in Mishnayos. So why is this here? So he says, because the Gemara in the end of Maseches Sota says that Be'ikvisa de Meshicha, the days very close as we anticipate Mashiach, chutzpah yisge. The Gemara says, famously, end of Sota, there'll be a lot of chutzpah. A lot more chutzpah the days right before Mashiach. So when we see our children acting a certain way, our students acting a certain way, there's chutzpah today that we've never seen before that should excite us that Mashiach is on his way. So therefore, says the Teferis Yisrael, that's why the Mishnah here says, Yiratzon, that Hashem should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash with his great chesed, and it means, I want, on the one end, we speak about chutzpah, we speak about azus panim, so what we're asking Hashem is please, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It shouldn't be that we would have to wait until there's azus panim in the world, and now it's ikvasa de Mashiach, now it's the end of the Kates. No, please rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and Yushalayim Eir HaKodesh, bim Rav Yameinu, speedily in our days, v'sein chalkeinu b'sorasecha, as opposed to having to wait to the time where there's azus panim and there's chutzpah and the Kates will arrive. Perek Hey Mishnah Chaf Aleph. Who are you, Omer? Another statement of Yehuda ben Tema. As we said, this may not be from Maseches Avos. They've been added on afterwards. Some say they're the words of Shmuel HaKatan. Remember we had Shmuel HaKatan in Perek Dalid, where he said, "Ben full oivcha al tismach, don't rejoice when your enemy falls." But anyway, whoever it was who said this, this is an important educational model. Ben Chamesh Shanim LeMikra. When do we bring people into to start learning Tanakh? So that's when they're 5 years old. So when we bring to teach them the letters, so that some say that should start at 3. And others say, no, this is also teaching them about the letters. Where is this learned from that starts at 3? This is based on the mitzvah of Arla, which we have in Parshas Kedoshim, where the first 3 years are Arla. And after that, so then we compare a person to an Eitz HaSadeh. So therefore also we're ripe to begin learning the letters, at least, at age 3. The next year is what we call Neta Ravai, and those the fruit there is Kadosh. So that's perfect. We should be Makdish, a person to study Torah in that fourth year after 3 years old, the year of Neta Ravai. And in Shanah HaChamishis, it says in Parshas Kedoshim, Lo Sif Lachem Tivol. So we begin to add on to that which was learned already, and then we begin learning Tanakh in that after the fourth year, beginning when someone is five. So that may explain Ben Chamesh Shanin based on Orla. And then the fifth year, we begin learning Tanakh. Ben Eser la Mishnah. So after we've mastered Tanakh, we begin learning Mishnah when we are 10. Why do we need, 5 years for Tanakh? So the Gemara in Chumash and Daf Chav Dalam Aleph says, Kol Tamid, Shelo Ra'a Siman Yafe B'Mishnah So Chamesh Shanim, Shevene Ro'a. Person, a Talmud who hasn't seen a Siman Yafe, a good sign in his learning, after studying for 5 years, he's probably not going to see it after 5 years. So therefore we give 5 years. For those who mastered it, they mastered it. Those who took them a little more time, hopefully by 5 years, they've learned it. And if not, so then it's time to move on. So then a mission is at... begins at 10. Ben Shloshes Rei LeMitzvos, which means that when you're 13, so now a person is obviously chayev in mitzvos. Some claim the fact that 13 is bar mitzvah, you don't see this in the Chumash at all, is halacha l'moshe misinai. But either way, when we're 13, so many of the things that we've studied already in Tanakh and in Mishnah, now they become very practical. Now we're held responsible and accountable for our actions. Then Chamesh says the Talmud, when do we begin learning Gemara, which is the logic, the rationale behind the statements of the Tanoim? So that only should begin at 15, after we've mastered the Mishnayos. In most educational settings, we haven't mastered Mishnayos at all. Begin learning Gemara before 15. So therefore, it's not a surprise that Gemara is very challenging, and for many people, it turns them away from learning because we don't have the proper foundation, the Tanakh and the Mishnayos, before we begin learning the Gemara. Then the Mishnah says, Ben Shmona Esrei L'chuppah. At 18, that's when it's time to enter the chuppah. What's this based on? The Medrash says, v'hu isha b'v'soleha yikach. That's referring to a Kohen. But we look at the word v'hu, when should it be isha b'v'soleha yikach? When should a person get married? V'hu in Gematria is 18. Rashi says, it says 18 times, it says Adam from Bereshis. Till the pasuk ki me ish lukach azos, referring to the creation of Chava, it says Adam 18 times. So ben shmor esrei l'chuppah, the Gemara Maseches Kedushin says, if a person hasn't been married by 20, so then it's we assume that his whole life is ba'avera. And of course, there are many different opinions about that. And certainly, if a person is not ready and not able to support, so things have certainly changed. Ben esrim lirdof. What does it mean when you're 20, run? So to chase, so a person hasn't get married till 20, so then it's time. And he certainly, as we said, the Gemara and Kedushin as well, a person at that point should run after getting married. If it's 18, so then, okay, it's time. We begin for people getting married at 18. But Ben Esrim, once they're 20, once the men are 20, suddenly we should run after that. And others say it's not about marriage. Person should be Rodef Achar Mizonosav, which means after he's learned Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, and he's been married, and he has children, so he has to start, he's starting a family, he has to be Rodef. Rodef means to chase, Rodef means for a person to take responsibility for himself and for his family, and be Rodef after some type of missus, to business, to earn a living. And some say Lirudof means Lirudof Achare Ho'yef, to chase the enemy, which means... What does the Torah say in Bamidbar? Bin ben esrim shana v'mala, kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael. You enter the army at 20. That's the time when a person should be rodef. So different explanation for what rodef means. Ben shloshim l'koach. When a person's 30, so that's when there's greater strength. We see when it comes to the avodas hamishkan, the Levim entered when they were 30. Bin ben shloshim shana v'mala, kol abal avod avodas avodah avodas ma'asav al-moed. They would carry. So that's when you have greater koach. Ben arba'im l'bina. When a person has reached 40, so now his intellect has advanced, and now it's become ripe, is able to understand, has a greater level of understanding. Where do we see this? So this was when, after 40 years, Am Yisrael were in the Midbar, Moshe said to them, we see in Devarim Chav Tes, V'lo Nasan Hashem Lachem, Lev Ladas, V'Einayim Leros, So what do you see? Oh, when do you have this leva das, this heart, this mind to understand, eyes to see, ears to hear and listen and comprehend? It was only after 40 years. So, and some say, oh, based on the pasuk, it says, ulevavo yavin, levavo gematria is 40. Ben chamishim le'etza. When we're 50, that's when we're able to give etza. What is etza? So that means it's we're able to give counsel, to give advice to other people based on our level of intellect and because of our experience in life. When we reach the age of 50, and when it comes to levim, we also, ben chamishim shana, yoshuv mitzvah havodah, v'lo yavodov, v'sheireis eset. And when the Levim are 50, now they begin to serve. What service do they do? So Rashi explains. They give advice to others and teach others. Ben Shishim Lezikna, when a person's 60, so that's the age of Zikna. What's that based on? So Zikna may refer to old age. Tavo Bekelach Eli Kaver. That is a pasuk in Eov Perakei. And Bekelach, Kelach means old age. So Eli Kaver means to go to the grave. Bekelach in Gematria is 60. And some say Zikna is not old age. 60 is not considered old. But Zikna means Lechachma. Person reaches a certain age of wisdom. His intellect is even more advanced than at 50. And this is learned from Eov Perek Yud Beis, Bishishim Chachma. When you are, Bishishim actually means in your older age. But Bishishim also could be understood as Shishim. When you're 60, there's greater Chachma. So it doesn't mean Zikna, but it means as a Zakein in the Torah also means a level of wisdom. Ben Shivim L'Seva. When Seva, that really means older age. Vayamas B'Seva Tova. That's what we speak about, said is David HaMelech, and Seva Tava, he, of course, we know, lived to 70. Ben Shmonim LeGvura, when a person is 80, that's Gevura. Why is that Gevura? We said Koach was at 30. So Gevura means, based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Tzadi, we say on Shabbos morning, Vin B'Gvuros Shmonim Shana, a person lives to 70, David HaMelech says, but if he's strong, so that shows his strength, the fact that he's able to live to 80. Ben Tishim LaShuach, when a person is 90, LaShuach means like Lehishtachavot, means to bow. What does it mean he's a bow? It means that already when he's 90, he's already bent over. Rabbi Yonah says, no, there's something very practical about this. Lashuach means, you know, Yishpoch Sicho, the Lashuach may means Lasuach, Lasuach Basadeh, that we speak about with Yitzchak, which is a reference to Tefillah. When a person's 90, he should be involved in tefillah and praising Hashem and speaking, not lashuach bowing, although it may be referred to that as well, certainly physically, but even in terms of tefillah, the person has to be rectify their midos, refine their character, understanding that life, they're 90 years old, that life soon they're going to have to give din v'cheshbon, and ben meo when someone is 100, ki ilu meis va'avar ubatel mena ola. Is that why? Because at that point, why is it like that? If they're dead already and they're no longer here, their eyes are weak, and they don't look the same as they did, and much of the chachma that they had maybe has diminished, so as we know, when it comes to old age, but in fact he does have das. It's something that should be used for tefillah, tchina, and bakasha, etc. Understanding that a person will be meeting his maker very, very soon.